Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
There is no more surprising time in my life than when I get a question right on Jeopardy that's not pop culture.
Bert, Kristen, Mo, and Abby on The Bert Show.
I would say it's one of the top five rewarding things that I have done in my life is watching this adopted dog that I have turn into a completely different dog like each and every month, right? I've told you guys before that I adopted this dog a while back, English Bulldog, lived on a farm, and came to me secondhand because, you know, she was really kind of just around to be making litters. And then the people on the farm weren't making any money on her. So they're like, all right, peace out. And then she fell into my hands. But when she got to me, she was so scared of everything that I would put her outside. You guys remember that? She would run right into my bushes and she would stay there all day long.
Yep.
She would never come out, wouldn't even peek her head out. So that's where we started. She wouldn't come up and down the stairs. She was afraid to go in the house. She only wanted to be outside. I used to have to pick her up to come into the house. And now, especially over the course of the last couple of months, this dog will not leave my side. I mean, she wants to sleep in bed with me now. She wants to be on the couch with me. She follows me from room to room. And it has been totally and completely rewarding. But now she's become so dependent that she won't sleep by herself at night. So
be careful what you ask for.
Now we got scratches on the door. Now we got whining outside of the room. So while rewarding, it has come totally and completely full circle, man.
Yeah. I've been having this problem, too, with my new kitten that I just got. I got a kitten about 4 weeks ago in early January. And you want them to attach to you because when you pick up your kitten or your puppy for the first time, you're literally, like, abducting them from their mom and dad.
Right.
So, like, when I picked up Betty, my new kitten, she's in the backseat, like, rah, rah, rah. And all you can think about is the fact that she's like, I'm never going to see my family again. And I'm like, I'm your family now.
Right.
So we've gotten to a point where she has to sleep with me. She'll either sleep on my chest or she'll sleep curled up with me. But then it backfires because cats do this thing called making biscuits where they like knead on you. They like find something squishy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they start like doing this thing where they go back and forth with their paws and it'll be waking you up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. It's cute as hell, but it's an inconvenience.
I don't know a lot about pets, but could it possibly be as simple as they just got to warm up to you in a new environment?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I didn't even know she had this in her personality, to be honest with you. Based on what we saw the first couple of months, you guys have heard me like, maybe I'm just stuck with a dog that just really kind of sucks.
you gave up on her pretty quick.
I mean, she's not going anywhere. She's family now, but maybe she just doesn't have a personality, right? And it has taken her now a year, and I don't know if this was inside of her. I do not know what that life on the farm looked like, so I don't know if they played with her a lot, but she's never played with anything. I mean, she's a great dog. She doesn't do anything wrong. She doesn't chew on anything. She's not high maintenance in any way, shape, or form until the last couple of weeks where the turning point, this is really, really interesting as far as dogs go and packs go. I think the turning point was like me allowing her on the couch. So when she's on the couch, I'm on the couch, Amanda's on the couch, and we're all just hanging out there, I think it brought her like some kind of sense of being part of the pack. And I think that was the turning point.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I, too, feel most at home on my couch. So if that was the turning point, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, there's no room on mine, so you're going to have to stay here. All right. Mo got to saw the strangest thing on the internet when it comes to weddings, how you are invited to some things but not other things when it comes to a wedding, which makes no sense.
No sense to me. Apparently, this is pretty common in, like, the Netherlands and UK. But, yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of anything like this. So I saw this article on People by Aaron Clack, and the title caught my attention because it said, I ended up wandering around the city getting a sandwich and eating it in the freezing cold by myself before the party. And it makes you wonder, like, how could that possibly happen being invited to someone's wedding?
Yeah.
So what she explained was this particular wedding, the way that it was set up. So they had a, I guess there was a dinner in the middle, but there was a gathering at the church from 3 to 4 p.m. And then in the middle, there was a dinner. And then at 9 p.m., there was a reception. But what this person didn't realize until midway through waiting around to try to figure out what was going on was apparently there were three sections of people that got different invitations to this wedding. So there were people who were invited to just the reception part, which started at 9.
Mm-hmm.
There were people who were invited to just the dinner and reception part. And there were also a few people who were invited to all three. But for some odd reason, she was a part of a group of people that were invited to the gathering at the church to see the actual ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And then she had to find something to do
That's crazy.
That time because she was not invited to the dinner, but she was invited to the reception.
That seems so incredibly rude to me.
So rude. It's like you have the A team, the B team, and the C team.
Yeah.
And everybody I know that's planned a wedding, like you have that list, like you send out the A invites first, but that means the A team gets invited to everything. And then if part of the A team can't come, that's when you start going down the B team list.
Now, I do like the option of them asking you, like, you can go to two of the three of these. Which would you like to go? Because I would just bail on the ceremony.
That's how I felt. Yes. Like, I wouldn't have been mad at it if this were explained to me and I had the option. But to be told, okay, from 3 to 4, we want you to come to the actual ceremony and then we'll pick back up at 9.
What?
She didn't even realize that there was a dinner until she got to the reception and everybody had just wrapped up dinner. And she said they were warm to me. Like, they weren't looking at her as if she wasn't supposed to be there. But at the same time, she couldn't help but wonder, like, well, why wasn't I invited to the dinner?
Absolutely not going back.
I do think it's weird as hell. I do kind of like the concept because then I can go get my food because wedding food is always whack.
The comments said that for a lot of people who do this in, like, UK and the Netherlands, it's just to save a dollar or two. You save some money by not, I guess, having dinner for everyone. That's for your most important people. And then for everyone else, you bring them back for just the reception.
Yeah, well, that's not here.
I would not have made anything after that ceremony. That would have been the end of my day.
Hell no.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Ladies, I need you to prepare thyselves. I know there's only one other lady in this room, but to all the ladies listening, get your computers ready. Get your electrolytes ready. Because it's time to go to war again. On Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, no.
Because Cowboy Carter is going on tour.
Yep.
I'm not prepared. I'm personally not prepared.
Couldn't get through it.
In November of 2022, whatever it was, I sat in a Ticketmaster line for 7.5 hours waiting, credit card in hand, to get Eras Tour tickets. I will never forget that day. My butt hurt. I was sweating. I got no work done that day because it was so much pressure to get these tickets. Ticketmaster, not the best way to go, but it's the only place where you can get these tickets. And I have not seen Beyonce on tour yet. And she has finally announced her tour dates. We know that she's coming to Atlanta. We know that she's kicking her tour off in LA. We know it's going to put me into severe debt. But by golly, I'm going.
I just looked up how much the ticket prices are going to be. Okay, now these are clearly not secondhand tickets yet. These are the ones that are just going on sale on Ticketmaster. Anywhere from 80.
Okay, it's not cheap.
You sitting outside?
Okay, yeah. You can barely
you're
see.
In the parking lot.
You got some headphones in.
Yeah. You're not even sure if Beyonce's on stage.
You don't know that stuff.
They're Skyping you in.
To $810.
Okay,
and that's just on Ticketmaster right now. So you could probably triple that all in a couple of weeks when she's getting closer to your city, but Yeah, you're going to get gouged if you want to go see her, but it's going to be a great tour.
It's going to be a great tour. So she's announced what city she's going to. You can check her out in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, London, Paris, Houston, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, and Atlanta. Right now, it looks like she's ending the tour in Atlanta. So, ooh, like, the last night of the Cowboy Carter tour, I'm going to lose my mind.
If you've never seen Beyonce, I'm saying this not as a Beyonce fan, but I really do think she's one of those people that if you have to see her just once.
It will be spectacular.
It really will be. It'll be so worth it for sure.
So see you ladies in line. I will be fighting you all for the nosebleed tickets.
So I was just reading that Beehive presale, Beyonce.com subscribers receive presale details. Doesn't say you get tickets. Secondary ticket market, you can buy tickets from resale ticket sites like Vivid Seats and StubHub. I wonder if these are up online already. Because didn't we have this as a case? I can't remember who the artist was. But even before the tickets were announced, secondhand ticket scalpers were paying for the tickets or selling the tickets because they have the tickets with their yearly package. Doesn't matter what is going on. You've got a ticket. So they were selling it even before it went on the market.
They do that with sports, too. I don't know if it was Taylor Swift or not, but I do remember that being a thing.
I know. So I'm not prepared for it. We'll see if I make it because I know people are going to be dying to see this album, especially now that it's won Album of the Year at the Grammys. Which, speaking of the Grammys, I thought this would be really fun. So do you guys remember I used to talk about this website, Dumois, all the time?
Yep.
Where they have these blind items where people who go to these big celebrity events will talk about some of the hot gossip that went down at specific things. So there have been a ton of blind items that have been released about things that supposedly, allegedly happened at the Grammys, and the reveals haven't come out yet as to who they're allegedly about. So I thought it'd be fun if I told you what the blind item is, and if you want to, you can try and guess what celebrity it is. Otherwise, I will just tell you what people in the comment section are saying.
Okay.
I will give you the first one as a freebie because people do think it is about Beyonce. I will be interested to see how Katie feels about this one. So blind item number one from the Grammy says the permanent A-list rapper and his wife showed zero affection towards each other. She did make out with her bodyguard, though, because isn't she rumored to have like an affair with her bodyguard, Julius, because he's like super hot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the dude that was following her up to the stage? Like he's like, he looks like he's 7'4".
Yes. Yeah, that is.
He follows her everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him.
And he's really fine. So people think it's about Julius, and she also has a song called Bodyguard, which I wonder is maybe like a wink wink to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Blind item number two says, speaking of permanent A-list rappers, one of them was really serious when he said his wife was available to rent by the hour.
Kanye?
That's a lot of people think it's Kanye.
Yeah, that's another reason I hate him.
All right, blind item number three. The permanent A-list singer and producer went off on a reporter after they stopped interviewing him mid-sentence to try and talk to the small church singer.
Babyface.
This one's really obvious. Again, this is all alleged. None of this is absolutely true. Okay, speaking of Babyface, the small chapel singer was the worst to everyone last night, who was not higher than her on the list. The winner mentioned earlier that she really treated people like crap. She was only mentioned after the chapel singer learned that she wasn't just a random fan, but a 5-time winner that her attitude changed. So people think that this is about Chapel Roan treating people poorly until she finds out that they're actually relevant.
Okay.
And this is the last one. This one's really interesting. I think you'll like this one. One of the nominees this weekend doesn't actually exist. Their AI and the group name was chosen by an executive. Isn't that crazy? Like somebody could have been nominated for the Grammys, but they're actually just AI. So this isn't a winner. It's just a nominee.
Oh.
You have any ideas?
I have no idea who it is. Nobody had any guesses, but I thought that was wild that now AI can be nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. Justin Baldoni got his first big win in court this week against Blake Lively.
Okay. Can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like one minute it's carbs are bad. And then the next it's no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice. And honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. HERS.com/BERT. ForHERS.com/BERT. Waitlist by HERS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit ForHERS.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yeah, I'm going to fill you in on your ex Eva's on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
In studio, Mo is already preparing us for a train wreck. Kristen and one of our listeners gave him an assignment to wrap a children's book that he's going to try here in a couple of minutes. But as he's reading over the children's book right now, he's like, it don't even rhyme.
I thought the words would at least rhyme.
No, man.
Oh, my God. Go,
it's a... So she gave you this assignment, and she's like, you know what? This is going to be so bad, I'm not even going to come in today.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, right?
It was very convenient.
No accountability. Yeah, she's got a cold, so she's out today. Before we get into that, I just noticed this, that I wonder if the ratings on the Super Bowl are going to suck kind of this year. And I got one indication on why. First, you've got, like, Kansas City playing for the third year in a row, and people don't like that, right? They like new stuff. And there's just not a lot of meat on the bones, I think, for a lot of non-sports fans to attach themselves to the game. But normally what you see leading up to the game is ticket prices starting to rise as people start to panic that they can't get in to the Super Bowl. Demand becomes really, really large. So you see the prices going up, right? Not this year. I was just reading that the tickets have actually dropped. Cheapest ticket now is below $4,000. Man, that's crazy.
I thought it was like over $10,000 just to get into the game last year. No?
It could be. It
could have been towards the end, yeah.
You talk about a game, what, like an elitist game now. I mean, most people can't afford that, right? Well, maybe this year you can. Tickets are now below $4,000 on the secondary market, but that's crazy amount of money. It's a 38% decline over the past week and more than 50% cheaper compared to last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, at this point, it kind of looks like a bargain compared to last year.
Even at $4,000.
I know.
It's nuts.
I don't remember a year where the Super Bowl declined right before the game.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
I'm wondering if the ratings are going to be pretty poor on it also. All right, so Kristen gets this DM from a virtual listener, Sarah, with a challenge. Because there's a dude on Instagram that loves to do this. That his name is Jordan Simmons, and he raps children's books.
Yo, this is Llama Llama Red Pajama, written by Anna Dudney, and I'm gonna rap this book. Yeah. Llama Llama Red Pajama reads the story with his mama. Mama kisses baby's hair. Mama Llama goes downstairs. Llama Llama Red Pajama feels alone without his mama. Baby Llama wants a drink. Mama's at the kitchen sink. Yeah. Llama Llama Red Pajama calls down to his mama.
Maybe we should not have played that first.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That was a horrible idea.
We should have played that after yours.
Oh, my God.
All right, now the difference here, just to set this whole thing up with Jordan Simmons, is he gets to read the book. He knows the book. He can pick the right book. He can pick a beat. He knows it's going to sound good to you, right? You don't have any of that.
I have not. No, this is my first time seeing the book. Kristen brought it to me yesterday. It apparently is Jimmy's favorite book. Called The Wonky Donkey. I opened it and immediately realized that most of these words do not rhyme. The beat I've heard for all of 2 seconds.
Okay. She has screwed you.
Oh, this is bad.
Totally and completely. And then was just like, I don't even want to see it. It's going to be such a train wreck. I'm not coming in today.
I don't even want to be there.
All right. Take it when you want, dude.
All right, Katie. Now is as good as ever.
And this is Wonky Donkey?
This is The Wonky Donkey. Number one bestseller. Words by Craig Smith. Illustrations by Katz Cowley. I was walking down the road and saw a donkey. Hee-ha. Hee-ha. He had 3 legs, 1 eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was a honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the street and saw a donkey. Hee-ha. He had 3 legs, 1 eye, listened to country music, and he was quite tall and slim. He was a lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the street and saw a donkey. You guessed it. Hee-haw, he had 3 legs, 1 eye. He liked to listen to country music, and he was quite tall and slim. And he smelled really, really bad. He was a stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. Walking down the street and saw a donkey. Hee-haw, he had 3 legs, 1 eye. Listened to country music, he was quite tall and slim. He smelled really, really bad. And that morning he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee. He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, hunky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. Walking down the street and saw a donkey. He hung. He had three legs, one eye, listened to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really bad. That morning he got early. He hadn't had any coffee. He was always getting himself into mischief. He was a hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, hunky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the street and saw a donkey. He had three legs, one eye, listening to country music. He was quite tall and slim, but he was quite good looking. He was a spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, hunky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. It is.
Wow, okay. You talk about making chicken salad out of something else.
I don't know if that's what I made. I don't know what's in that salad.
I mean, I know it was no llama red pajama, but you did your best.
You know what? I think I'm going to leave this one for Jordan. That man got it on lock.
And donkeys don't like to be called honkies either. I can tell you that right. Well done, man.
Thanks, man.
That was not easy.
The Burt Show.
All right. I know it sounds like I'm descending into cat lady madness, but I swear there's a purpose behind the baby shower that I'm throwing for my kitten this weekend. Mainly, I just want to throw a party and drink with my friends. However, I did read that within the first couple of months of your kitten's life, it is important to introduce them to at least 100 people so that they don't grow up to be scared of humans.
Okay.
Because I have one cat already. She's about 6 years old. She's terrified of humans. So I'm determined not to go down that path.
Do you know what her origin story was and why she is? Or have you had her since she was a kitten?
I've had her since she was a baby, so okay. It's my fault.
All right.
I've just traumatized her. So I'm throwing my whisker warming shower or a sip and see where people can come sip on some wine and see my kitten at my apartment.
Okay, it's a win-win all the way around.
It's a win-win all the way around.
Kristen's out of dry January. We're into February now. She's not here today because she's not feeling good. But it's a win-win all the way around. The girls get together. You guys get to sip wine. Your cat gets socialized. It's a win all the way around.
It's a win-win. So I'm glad that you're having my back here because I know that Kristen's not here. I was like, oh, I'm surrounded by too many men who aren't going to get it.
I'm all for it.
So here's everything that's going down at my cat shower this weekend. So, of course, the first thing you got to get right is the cocktails. You've got to have a cat-themed cocktails. You guys are going to be missing out because I know you guys won't be there. You guys will be missing out.
I don't know what day it is, but I absolutely have plans that day.
I'm busy.
In fact, I'm in the process of making plans for the day that I don't know when the party is.
Oh. Well, you'll be missing out on the Meowtinis, the Prosecco Punch.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
man. The Catnip Cooler.
Of course.
And the Whisker Sour.
Oh, the people's favorite.
The people's favorite. How will you move on without a Whisker Sour?
Of course.
Everyone will also be getting a cat name when they walk in the door. They'll be taking their Zyrtec if they're allergic. They'll be walking in. And they will receive a cat name based off of the first initial of their first name and the month that they were born. I got this off Amazon, so it's very cat official. And surprise, you guys have cat names.
The depth that women love a theme party and the details that go into them fascinate me. Dudes would be like, hey, meet me at Fridays at 6.
That's it. That's as far as we go. We'll figure the rest out.
It'll be mozzarella sticks and IPAs.
And we don't commit till 6 until 5.
Yeah, that's facts.
So if you were to attend the cat sip and see this weekend, you would receive the name Bert, you would be Pearl Twinkle Claw.
Okay.
And right. Mo, okay. You would be Feisty Moonlight Fur.
What?
According to the Amazon cat naming feisty generator.
Feisty Moonlight Fur.
Yeah, it's not me. It's the cat generator.
The landing could have been better, but I'm not mad.
Now, the last thing that I have, since you guys won't be here to play the games that I have, like pin the tail on the kitten and, you know, guess what that cat's saying, I figured we could play it right here, right now.
Oh, do you? Okay.
For a nice, fun game of what the hell is that cat saying?
Okay.
So nice of you to bring the game down.
Let's go.
So since you guys aren't cat people, I know you have a dog, you have Franny, you don't have pets.
Nope.
But
cats, I've had cats before and they are great as kittens.
Yeah.
And then they get older.
I know. Well, cats make a variety of noises, but there are 5 specific noises that mean certain things for different cats. Now, obviously, they don't have like a language. Like if they say something, it's not like they're trying to speak to you in English, but there are specific sounds that are supposed to communicate certain things. So we'll start off easy with the simple meow. Now, if a cat's going to meow to you,
yeah.
What are they trying to say?
That one right there, is either I am hungry or I want some attention.
That's exactly correct.
Oh, okay.
Or, or they could be flipping you off. We don't know. They're cats.
I was going to say get off my tail.
Okay, the second one.
I said that my entire life, that if a cat could, as soon as your back would turn, it would be flipping you off the entire day long. But then as soon as you turn to it, it'd be like, hey, rub my head.
I'm hungry.
Okay, the next one is trilling.
Ooh, that means the cat is cold.
Nah, that means it's like warming up to you. It's rubbing its head up against you and all that.
Oh. It could be a greeting or they could be flipping you off. We don't know. Okay.
The whole thing. Every single one of these things from a cat is going to be could be flipping you off.
Okay, the last one I have here is one that's a little spicier for the morning. So let's choose our words carefully here. But what does it mean when a cat is in heat?
It's still going.
I mean, okay. Come and get it.
Yeah.
Come and get it, big boy.
I'm passing.
Get it. Yeah.
I'm getting burnt that one.
Yeah. You guys did very well. If you wanted to come to Cat Sip and See, you'd be welcome.
I didn't know cats were so romantic.
Good luck with your party this weekend. You should hold it during the Super Bowl when nobody will show up.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
All right, let's play a round of lose Burt's money. All right, Abby, will you do me a favor, or Cassie, do me a favor? Because I can't do two things at the same time. Keep subtracting when we get incorrect guesses.
Sure.
All right, so here's how it goes. I'm going to get three people on the line right now, a very superficial trivia question. Every time one of you gets an answer wrong, I then take $10 off of the top. All right, so we'll start at 100, go 90, and this one is not easy today. This one's going to be brutal. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. Dalton, you ready for $100?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're not going to win it. what city are you calling us from?
I am in Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. Appreciate you listening on SX. Thank you. And here is Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Hiram, Georgia.
All right. Appreciate you. And there's Shelby as well. Hey, Shelby.
Hi.
Hey, the city you are representing.
Tequila, Georgia.
Okay. Go Tequila. Here is your trivia question for the morning, ladies. 27% of women say a guy is less attractive if he starts an email or a text with this word. 27% of women say guy is less attractive if he starts an email or a text with this word. Dalton, what do you got?
Dear.
Deer.
Deer.
Dear Abby.
That's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess, but not the correct one. All right. So we go ahead. We take $10 off now. Now we're at $90 for Teresa.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's higher than 27%.
Yeah. If a dude opens it, hey, girl. Okay. That is not correct. So we take $10 off. We're now at $80, right, Cass?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know how this works. Shelby.
Maybe something simple like hello.
Hello?
Yep.
Well, hello. No. $10 taken away. We're not at $7.
Men can't even say hello.
Hello. Dalton, go ahead. 27% of women say a guy is way less attractive if he starts an email or a text with this word.
What about hay with a bunch of Y's?
Hey. Yeah, that would be a turnoff. That is a very good guess. Not the one we're looking for yet, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What do we got, Kev?
$60.
All right. And it's Teresa. What do we got?
Babe.
Hey, babe. Even if he doesn't know you very well, that is going to be major turnoff. And I'm guessing that would be more than 27%.
For sure.
That is not the correct answer. Okay. Now we move on to Shelby. Shelby, what is it?
Since it's just one word, it makes it a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
Hiya.
Hiya.
That's definitely higher than 27.
That's got to be 90%.
Yeah. Hiya. Nope, that's not it, but you are getting warmer. You're getting warmer. What do we have?
We're down to $40.
$40. Dalton.
What about yo?
Yo. What up? Not the one we're looking for here. Okay. Teresa, 27% of women say a guy is less attractive if he starts an email or text with this word.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Not correct. What are we at, Cass?
$20.
$20, Shelby.
Going fast.
I don't know. I'm assuming it starts with an H since you said it was close. I'm having a brain fart. I can't think of words.
And you said it starts with an H?
Maybe.
Maybe it does. Yeah. I'd go down that route if I were you.
Okay. Can I have a hint?
You just gave one.
A major hint.
Do you want to phone a friend next?
Why don't I just tell you the word?
Right.
I don't know. Skip me. Go back.
Okay.
Are we taking 10 off for a skip or are we leaving it?
Oh, yeah. No.
All right. This is the last one.
That's an H word.
We're down to $10.
So this is Dalton for $10. You now know it starts with H.
Just the simple hi.
Hi. That is not correct either. It was howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. I can't believe it's only 27%.
Yeah,
I feel like Texas probably offsets that. They love to say howdy out there.
Howdy.
The Burt Show.
Just representing the upper demo here. I don't know that there's anything more annoying than somebody my age listening to a bunch of 20-somethings going, oh, I'm getting so old. I'm 28. Oh, God. Jackson's turning 28 today.
Let me have this. I can feel it in my lower back.
This is a great age, 28. Like, if they said to me, if you had to reset your life at a certain age, I would probably pick somewhere around 28.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Because you're on your way. You're smart enough to make decisions, but you're dumb enough to party real hard still, too. And you can recover in a decent amount of time. Got your head on mostly straight. It's a great year.
That's fair. I've been kind of checking those boxes off for the last decade. So as long as I've got a few more good years of that in me, I'm on the right track.
You're doing good, man. Yeah. You starting to feel the 28-year-old aches yet?
I really am. Right. I didn't think it would happen this quick, but all of a sudden you start, you know, making those dad noises when you're getting up out of bed and off the couch, and it's all downhill from there.
Oh, bro. You have no idea.
Yeah, it was downhill from 30. Yeah,
I don't know if this is a 28 thing or if you're just getting out of shape.
Hey, we're switching that around.
Both can be true, as Chris would say. All right, so today we are doing something a little different today as the entire youth group is in studio. You want to explain who the youth group is, Abby, and what we're doing today?
Yes, the youth group is everyone who's kind of mentally 30. We have Amber, who's our phone screener. We have Mikey, who does something in the back room. Jackson, who does all of our video editing. Rebecca, who is our amazing social media producer, and me, who speaks words sometimes. So we have all come here to honor our friend Jackson Kim, who, even though we don't always sound like we love him, we have a lot of affection for our coworker and our friend who is turning the ripe old age of 28.
I think it's the same rules apply in any office and in any friend group also. If you are not giving somebody a hard time, that's the sign you don't like them. They love you.
It does seem like I get called out more often than the average person in the youth group.
Clearly they love
you're the favorite.
And you love them as well.
Yeah, roasting is our love language. So we would like to welcome you to the roast of Jackson Kim.
Oh, boy.
The last DE&I hire Bert would ever have to make.
Oh, that's right. It's over.
Today, the Burt Show youth group, Amber, Mikey, and Rebecca will be firing up the Korean barbecue and roasting the hell out of our dear friend Jackson. Kicking off today's roast is everyone's favorite green-haired liberal, Rebecca!
Woo! Bring it on.
So if you guys didn't know, Jackson is Korean, and as a Korean-American, he was actually given a Korean name. It's Jin-woo. And in English, it means mother's disappointment.
Okay. We had her on a couple of days ago. That was clear.
If you don't know why they named him that, Jackson actually worked in corporate finance before joining the Burt Show, where he now works twice as hard for half as much money, making him the one Asian man in America who's bad at math. Why'd you do it, Jackson? Why'd you do it?
That was a miscalculation.
Well, Jackson did it because, like his girlfriend, he was desperate and out of options.
Everybody in the family gets roasted.
Dang.
Anyway, let's kick it off to Amber.
I spend a lot of time with Jackson in that little office, and I've learned a couple of things about him. I've learned that he's amazing with a Rubik's Cube, but faster than anyone on the show for sure. The only thing he does faster than that is play the piano.
Okay.
That's our code word for something more adult.
But Jackson is an amazing person. He's smart, creative, smart, and he won't let you forget it. I honestly think that the only thing Jackson can't do is grow decent facial hair.
Waiting for that one.
All right, now we're going to move on to Mikey, who's taking a break from Hooked on Phonics to be here today.
It's a roast.
It's not even his birthday.
I know. Right? Preemptive.
Okay, we got a good crowd. Okay. You know, Jackson, he gets a lot of hate for being an arrogant, insecure, self-centered, pretentious narcissist. I would agree, but I don't know what arrogant means. Nice. Jackson, I wrote a poem for you. Can I read it?
Please.
Hickory dickory dock. Jackson has bombed his last 5 segments and might get fired if his performance doesn't improve.
I actually gave him that one.
There was outside influence.
I'm glad you're speaking real slowly, Mikey, because Jackson's only been speaking English for like 2 years. So. Now, I know everyone's been making fun of Jackson for getting a tech degree and working here, but that's not even his biggest accomplishment. Jackson was actually set to be the 8th member of hit K-pop band BTS, but he couldn't fit in the skinny jeans. And to celebrate Jackson's birthday, we all decided to learn how to say happy birthday in Korean. So take it away, Mikey.
Kwangyang yu. I forgot it. Sorry.
I wouldn't have even known.
Mother's disappointment. And that's our roast.
Wow.
Happy birthday, my man.
Happy birthday, bro. You know what they say? Who needs enemies when you have friends like y'all?
For sure. Happy birthday.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
If we're keeping score in the lawsuits between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, I would say Justin got 1 point this week and Blake Lively got about a half point. So they had their first legal hearing today in front of a judge, or their attorneys did. And Blake Lively's legal team actually wanted to put out a gag order against Justin Baldoni's lawyer, who's been very vocal in the press. He's done interviews with TMZ, Chris Cuomo, Megyn Kelly. And she has wanted him to stop talking about this case. And so they put in an initiative to have a gag order, and it was actually declined by the judge that is going to be presiding over their case. So, bing! Point for Baldoni and his team. They can still continue to talk about it in the press, which I love, because they just put out this entire website where it has a broken down list of the lawsuit with the timeline and explanations and even more details of things that weren't in their original complaint. It is so juicy. If I knew law was just going to be hot gossip, I would have I would have gotten a law degree.
That's pretty much all it is.
I mean, in this industry, the court of public opinion is so important. Now, you're talking about $400 million lawsuit here. That's fairly important also. But here you are talking about your Q scores, where in Hollywood, that is your likability. And if your Q score isn't high, you don't get jobs. So you can see why these two parties are jockeying so hard for celebrity survival.
It almost feels like this literally could be the end of one, or if not both, of their careers. Like, I wonder how your career changes after this whole thing is over, either way that the results go.
Well, I feel like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, who the internet has now dubbed Fake Lively and Crying Reynolds, they have so much stock in the entertainment industry, and they have powerful friends that, to me, I am inclined to feel less bad for them in this situation, A, because after seeing everything, in my opinion, it looks like this was a calculated move on Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' part to get the movie franchise. Again, this is just my opinion after seeing everything. But also, Justin Baldoni is pretty much I don't want to call him a newcomer to the entertainment industry, because he's not a newcomer by any means.
For mainstream.
He's a mainstream newcomer. Mm-hmm. He's B-list, I mean, at the very, very maximum. And so if he's taken down, you know, he has an entire production company that's on his shoulders. And from what I can tell, the only thing this man wanted to do was make a movie that was going to bring awareness about domestic violence.
I also think that in Hollywood, the celebrity world and industry is pretty small. So both of them have reputations within the industry also that we don't know about. So a lot of what we're hearing probably publicly is what LA has already known.
Exactly. Mm. So a lot of people have spoken about their personal experiences, which I don't think that they're irrelevant to this case, but at the same time, like, it's tough as a woman. You want to take a woman who's coming forward and speaking out about something she says happened to her. But at the same time, you're trying to look at all the evidence and see for your own eyes what your gut's telling you, what it sounds like really happened based off the timeline, which has been really fascinating to see play out in the press, especially now that Justin Baldoni has the entire complaint listed out with dates, with screenshots, with the whole timeline. So the case is actually not set to go to trial until March of 2026. So we have another like year and a month of seeing this play out in the press. I'm assuming at some point it'll die down, but Blake Lively did get like half of a point, a small win in the case. So she actually wanted Justin Baldoni's attorney to not be allowed to interrogate her in the court. And a lot of people thought that was very entitled. Like, why? You can't choose who's going to interrogate you. Mm-hmm. Right. So the judge did say, all right, I will grant you that. Brian Friedman, Justin Baldoni's lawyer, he's not going to interrogate you, but you don't get to choose who interrogates you in the case. Like, this is not a movie set. You do not get to run this.
So
while she did get a small point for that, she will not be getting to choose who ends up asking her questions in the court. All right, a beloved 90s show is getting a reboot, and the star is returning for the series. I'm going to tell you which former teen drama is making a comeback on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.